It's a great honor for me to speak to you here in my personal capacity at this very important event marking the 75th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. I want to first express my personal appreciation for Friends of Associates China for your good work in advocating world peace and justice and in supporting China against the U.S. new Cold War and against its reckless smear campaign against China. Chairman Mao's declaration 75 years ago that the Chinese people have stood up, have made Chinese extremely proud of being Chinese after the nation had suffered a century of humiliation inflicted upon by imperial and colonial powers. China's rapid peaceful rise, especially since the reform and opening up in the late 1970s, is a miracle and unprecedented in human history. China has lifted 800 million people out of poverty, greatly raised the living standards of its people, advanced the capacity in education, public health, science, and technology. And China has become a global manufacturing powerhouse, including in renewable energy and other clean industries. China has been playing an important and responsible role on the world stage and as a permanent member of the UN Security Council and as a voice for the developing world. It's exactly such China's independent foreign policy, unique development path, and its rapid peaceful rise that have made many in Washington feel threatened. And in sustaining the U.S. global hegemony, that is why U.S. has been going all out to contain China's development. The U.S. has been waging trade wars, tariff wars against China. It has put hundreds of Chinese tech companies on its notorious entity list for export control. The U.S. has been forcing countries to choose sides in its bid to divide the world into Cold War type of political blocs. The U.S. has also been provoking China in potential hot wars by boosting arms supplies to Taiwan, which is internationally recognized as part of China. The U.S. has been flexing its muscle for decades in air and sea near China's shore, not to mention its hundreds of military bases aimed at encircling China. In March this year, U.S. President Joe Biden approved a classified nuclear strategy to counter the so-called China threat. It is the invitation to nuclear arms race and poses a real threat to the existence of humanity. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made a similar dangerous nuclear warmongering back in June. U.S. leaders, lawmakers, politicians, and even the news media have indulged in demonizing China amid a resurging Marxism in Washington. The bill passed recently by the U.S. House of Representatives to provide $1.6 billion to deliver anti-China propaganda overseas is just the tip of the iceberg of such U.S. smearing and disinformation campaign against China. U.S. often portrays China as a major threat to global peace. The truth is that China has one of the best records for peace. The U.S., on the other hand, has engaged in constant wars and regime change, from Afghanistan to Iraq to Libya, just to name a few. The U.S. still refuses to lift its more than six decades of cruel and inhumane embargo on Cuba, despite the condemnation by the UN General Assembly every year for more than three decades. The world has just witnessed the hypocrisy and double standards exhibited by the U.S. and some of its allies in the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and in Gaza. The U.S. might have succeeded in dictating and influencing some countries' foreign policy, but many countries in the world have made it very clear that they don't want to be forced to choose sides, and they don't want a new Cold War. We are living in an interconnected world, and it is more important than ever for the world to come together to tackle common global challenges from climate change, nuclear proliferation, pandemic, to economic growth and global governance. It means resisting the U.S. hegemony, opposing a new Cold War, and building a just, peaceful, and multipolar world where developing nations have a bigger and equal say. China is a peace-loving nation. Chinese believe that different civilizations, countries with different ideology, political system, culture, and tradition could and should cooperate and coexist in peace. Let's work together for world peace and world justice, and let's work together against the new Cold War. Thank you very much.